This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is poised to update its workplace harassment laws. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
Lawmakers have given final approval to eliminate the legal standard that requires harassment to be severe or pervasive. Supporters say it would make it easier to sue an employer for sexual and workplace harassment. A number of other states have already changed that legal standard. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
In the runoff election for Denver mayor, the city's police union has endorsed Kelly Bruff. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Bruff and her opponent, Mike Johnston, have similar plans when it comes to crime. Hiring more first responders, data-driven policing. But police union officials said that Bruff's experience was the difference for them. She used to lead the Chamber of Commerce and was former Mayor John Hickenlooper's chief of staff, where she negotiated police union contracts. Ballots go out later this month. The election is June 6th. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Several news outlets are suing Denver Public Schools for footage from a closed board meeting that was held after the East High shooting. CPR's Paolo Giansita.
The lawsuit asks a Denver District Court judge to make DPS release the entire five-hour recording of the executive session. The outlets argue the closed-door meeting violated transparency laws. Board members held the emergency session to discuss safety after an East High student shot two administrators and died by suicide. They ultimately voted to bring armed officers back into high schools without public discussion. State law requires government policy to be discussed and decided in public. I'm Paolo Shasada, CPR News.
Residents of a mobile home park are trying to buy the land under their home so they can stay where they are and keep their modest rents. If they don't succeed...
It would be hard on a lot of people. It's still a little cheaper than an apartment or buying a home. And that's why I'm still here.
And their story is in about 25 minutes as Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.